We have a tulip magnolia in our yard, and it has quickly become one of my favorite trees. Now, I'm not a horticultural expert. I don't really know anything about gardening or plants. And to be fully honest, the plants around my house are only alive by the grace of God. So note that as I tell this story. We moved into our house in the summertime, so our tulip magnolia already had full foliage. I noticed early on that there were buds forming on the tips of the magnolia, and I was excited. Being a novice gardener, I expected the buds to turn into flowers sometime before the fall, and I spent weeks in anticipation for these flowers to appear. Fall came, and the leaves on our magnolia began to wither, yet the buds stayed cocooned and refused to wield their secrets. I was perplexed. I thought that maybe something was wrong with the tree. Perhaps we had some dud buds this year. Perhaps the tree was nearing its end of life, unable to produce what it once could. Winter rolled around and all the leaves fell away while the buds stayed put. And largely, I forgot about the tree, as I do most of my outdoor plants in the cold winter months. Slowly but surely, signs of spring started to show up all around, and to my surprise, one of the first signs of spring was a little hello from my tulip magnolia. I remember waking up one spring morning, and pop! One of the buds had burst open, almost like a popcorn kernel. One lonely pink and white flower on an otherwise barren tree. I examined the tree with joy to find that all of these buds were indeed on their way to popping open. The cold winter months had hidden the good works happening within those precious buds. So one by one, the flowers started to appear, and soon the whole tree, which is nearly as tall as my house, blossomed into a 30-foot display of the promise of spring, the promise of goodness after the darkness and the cold. Now, a quick Google search that first summer would have revealed to me that tulip magnolias start to form their buds in the late summer for an early spring, and perhaps many a gardener in this room could have told me that as well, but I much prefer the way that I experienced it, because it so mimics the way we often encounter the world. A new experience coupled with anticipation and curiosity. A dash of anxiety and concern enters when things don't pan out the way we thought they would. A rush of realization when something is finally revealed to be the way that it is. And then the helpfulness of seeing the pattern and adjusting life accordingly. Trees are the perfect example of cyclical living. Here in the life of the church, we too can benefit from a pattern of cyclical living. Our church year comes in cycles and seasons, with each offering us a chance to reflect on a specific nature of the love of God, thinking intentionally about how that love might show up in our lives and what that love might require of us. We've now entered into Advent, which is a season with a dual nature of anticipation. We, as an act of remembrance, await the birth of the Christ child at Christmas, the incarnation of God into the world. We also, as an act of hopeful expectation, await the coming of Christ's kingdom, ushering in the goodness promised from before time itself. Our readings today give us a taste of both of these understandings of Advent. They also showcase that we are not the first people to find the growth cycle of trees to be an apt metaphor for the anticipatory periods in our faith journeys. Jeremiah gives us a glimpse at the first understanding of Advent, the anticipation of the Messiah, the fulfillment of God's promised salvation, The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promises I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. Notice the language there. I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David. God, speaking through the prophet Jeremiah, talks about the coming goodness of God through the metaphor of trees, a promise that the goodness of God will spring forth and blossom into the world. Justice and righteousness breaking open like the long-awaited flowers of spring. We celebrate Christmas as the first fruit of this salvation, the first sign of this reign of justice and righteousness. Our reading from the Gospel of Luke, which is meant to show us the second nature of Advent, that is, the anticipation of the second coming of Christ, also uses the language of trees to speak to us. Jesus here is in Jerusalem, in the temple court, speaking to his followers and his onlookers. He's just foretold of the temple's destruction, and someone asks the logical question, when will this all happen? And our reading falls in the middle of his reply, which, you might have noticed, is quite dark. There will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars and on the earth, distress among nations confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Jesus likens the signs of the coming age to a fig tree. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. It's a reading that so perfectly wraps up the season of Advent, the reality of darkness coupled with the promise of the light. I get the desire to shift immediately into the celebration of Christmas, reveling in the joy of the incarnation and the festiveness of the season, but I want us to resist that temptation where we can. In the cyclical nature of our common life, I think it's refreshing to have a season devoted to the idea of change. The world changes so fast all around us all the time, and if we don't have any anchor points, we can get caught up in the spin. What a blessing it is to have a season devoted to understanding the reality of change and the darkness of the unknown. Jesus here in this passage uses stark language to show that the world is going to change. The things that we hold dear, we may not be able to access in the same way. The things that will exist in God's kingdom are the things that God wills to exist. As Jeremiah notes, justice and righteousness are part of this kingdom. As the whole canon of Scripture tells us, it's a kingdom built on love. While that's a hopeful statement, the flip side of it implies that in a world that is often broken, in a world where we rely on crutches of various natures just to get through some days, it may be a dark winter indeed as God's transformations take hold. The things we know might fade away. But if we take the time-honored metaphor of the tree seriously, We know that even in times of deep darkness, there will be signs showing that God is near. Even in times where the world seems cold and barren and perhaps even close to death, the fruits of God's labors are simply following their natural course, growing, feeding, storing, transforming. The fig doesn't simply appear on the tree one day. It spends months growing, taking in water, taking in nutrients, taking in all sorts of goodness, transforming inedible wood into the sweetest of fruits. Don't forget to marvel at the miracles that grow from the ground. They are a reminder that God has been working, even in seasons where it hasn't been evident. I watched with joy and anticipation this summer as the buds on my tulip magnolia once again began to take shape. It's December now, and they too are entering into their own season of Advent, of waiting and anticipation. They now enter into the cold months of winter, and I'm excited for them. It's a noted difference from my first winter with the tree. I don't enter it with fear or trepidation, wondering whether the tree will return, because it helps to know its cycle of life. It helps to know that this season of darkness is what heralds the fruit that wait on the other side. As those buds take in the cold, as the leaves of their former selves fall to the ground around them, as they weather the transformations in store, I need not fear for them, for we know what spring will bring.